We're holding the middle of Sifhei. I think it would be Kedai. We started Sifhei at the end of last week. I think it's Kedai to start over Sifhei. We'll develop it. We'll get some revisit what we did last week as well. But we'll get back into it. Very, very Geshmak Asif. Has many different angles. A lot of lumdis here. Let's see how it goes. Let's start again. But medvar mamurim, when are these words said that a shamer is going to be chayiv, a sheikhet is going to be chayiv if he batches up in the shechita? Namely, we said before, shamer chinam, if he's not a mumke, he's going to be chayiv, or shamer sakha, even if he is a mumke, he's going to be chayiv. When do we say that, let's just take a shamer sakha, when do we say that shamer sakha is going to be chayiv if he batches up the shechita? Shenibla bivadai. He made it into a definite nevela. If he batched up, he definitely batched up, then he's going to be chayiv. Avalim also, but treifis apaislam misafik. If he made a treifa that's only a safik treifa, that's a machlekes apaiskam if it's kosher or not, and therefore we have to be machmir, but it's only a safik treifa, it's a safik isa. Kegoin, what's the example? Sheshoha b'mit simonim. While he was doing the shechita, he paused in between. By mit simonim, he paused. And one of the five psulei shechita is shehiya. You're not allowed to pause in between. Shaila, we're not allowed to pause. How much? But we're machmir no matter what, no matter where. If you make any shehiya, it's a problem. Kikoin sheshoa b'mit simonim, his pata is going to be pata. I had such a thing when I was doing a kaparis. Shon kaparis, they gave me the, I could shecht as well. So while I was shechting, I paused and they said, no, it's over. Finished. Okay. Fine. You live and learn. Kikoin sheshoa b'mit simonim, is pata. You're pata. No, I botched up. I didn't blew my chicken. It was my chicken that I blew. But everybody had paid for it. Yeah. Never shut off the chicken. Yeah. V'chein. In matzah asakim pogam. If you find a sakim that's pogam that has a nick in it. V'hu batche t'chila. But you checked the sakim. You examined the sakim mitchila. And so you thought everything was good. And now we don't know when did the sakim become pogum. Did it become pogum before the shechita or after the shechita? Came and since it's possible to say that it first got nicked at the end when it hit the bone after you passed the simonim, after you already severed the simonim, it's already a kosher shechita, then you knocked into the bone and you nicked the knife. So then it would have been a ksheir, since there's a possibility it might be kosher, so l'inin mamin lo'im afkinim mesafik, it can't be moitzi mamin mesafik. Ha'gozok teramah, v'avagav de'anu noigin la'asra, even though we are noig to ask all these cases, let's say this case of when it's a nicked knife, and we don't know when it got nicked, or the case of shor b'mitz imanim, ha'filachi is pata mi mamin, still he can't be moitzi mamin, moitzi mekavev ala baraya. He'll lose his char, but the Ramah says, but moitzi mekavev, you can't charge him. Even though there's a shita as a true mitzadeshin who argues and holds that since his manenu we are noig lahachmir on it, so it's now it's kilu vada yasa because the start of the suffix has now turned into a vada yasa because we no one's going to eat this thing and therefore you should be able to mimachayiv him. The Ramah holds not like that. It's a mitznek of elav rai. On mikom makom zok the Ramah, you should know scharayivsin. Since you made a suffix trefa, you're not going to be able to charge. You're not going to be able to get schar for the ma'isa shechita that you did. The duma b'zakim pogum shaka because maybe you taka used a bad knife. Maybe used a knife that was pogum and therefore you didn't do a good job. That's how you. Of my animals. So since it's a sophic, so that right, then you'll be the mighty. The tabach is the mighty if he wants to get paid, and I'm the mighty if I want to be reimbursed for my animal. So Mamela is one big mighty all over right. Very gishmak asif. Good. Let's just start over again and just take it apart a bit. The first case in the Mechaber is that you were shaha b'mit simanim. You did a shehiya in the mit simanim. It was a roiv. Apparently it was a kosher shechita, and then you were shaha. You were shaha b'mit simanim, and that's a shayla if that passes or not. So memeila, since it's a sofik, I'm going to make a levarai. Vaistais in the Mechaber. Had you done a definite shehiya, a shehiya b'roiv simanim, if you really batched up big time in your shehiya, you did the shehiya that the Torah said you're not supposed to do, halachal mach misina, you're not allowed to do shehiya, then enechnami, the animal will be vadei nevela, and we could charge you for it, your tabach that you blew it, and you manabel the animal. Now, just remember, there's actually five different psulei shechita. We're going to see shortly. But the Mechaber picks the case of Shehiya. The case of Shehiya, that's the case. And since it's a Sofek Mitzvah Klavarai, but if it would be Nevada, then I could be Mechaiv you. That's in the Mechaber. Frekti Ramban in Hilchas Din and Degami. Kishmak Akash. Frekti Ramban. We know that there's a concept called Hezek She'en Nika. I think we even learned it, Rabbi said many years ago. Hezek Shein Nikar. If I do a Hezek to an item and it's not Nikar on the item, I'm going to be Potter, because let's say, Menase Chiyayim Laveda Zara. Whatever it is, if you have let's talk Medini Adam. So look, the halacha is, if you do a Hezek Shein Nikar, you Potter Medini Adam. Navos Chazal. Well, mechayiv, if you did it b'nezid, they canceled you and they made you chayiv. But if you did it b'sheigeg, a hezek shein enik yipata. That's the halach and shin peyay. Good? Frekta Ramban. Bishloim, if you're talking about a case, one of the other psulei shchita, for example, hagrama. Hagrama is where you shecht it in the wrong place. There's a part of the neck that you could shecht, and if you shecht too high, beyond, like on the top of the vertebrae of the neck, it's too high. That's not the makam shchita. You manabo the animal. It's not a kosher shchita. So bishlam, if you shecht it over there, so proof's in the pudding. I see right now where the slice was. I see it was in the wrong place. It's a hezek nika right now. I see this chicken was shechted in the wrong place. Well, let's say you do ikur. Let's say you uproot the simanim. Exactly, I'm not sure what that means 100%, but you will oiker the simanim bim koimai mamel, and then you shecht it afterwards, so that passes the shechita. You can't do that. Oh, but what happens if it's only shehiya? I paused in between and then I continued. Oh, I did drisa, which means I shechted with force instead of going a back and forth movement. I went like I butchered it. I just hatcheted it down, right? I did one slice like that. That's a pull that you'll never know. Afterwards, I show you the chicken. Is it kosher or not? You don't know. You see a nice, smooth cut. You have no idea I paused in between. You have no idea I did hadrasa. So in these cases, with drisa and shiya, frekta ramban, it should be a hezek she'enu nika. I said frekta ramban, eis in akasha.
Who said that it was a shiya?
Mechaber.
No, who's tiny? The tabach or the guy?
Let's say the tabach.
Himself is going to the
yeah. Let's say the Adam there. Let's say the Adam that he's Maida. Even if he's Maida,
he's Maida still has a chain in
it. It's still right. If he did a b'shoigeg, he's trying his best. He didn't realize or whatever. He didn't. You know, he sneezed in between. He did a shiur.
It's not a shiur. It's beyond the veil. He made on the veil. Why the one is there now? It's not a shiur. It's like management seat.
You need a Ramban to say that. But you're coming to Ramban Soteres. Zok the Ramban, but you're the Kasher Rabbi. So, Lachoy to Hezek Shein Nika. And for the Ramban, he said, you have to look at the big picture. You're looking at a shkita, you want to know, can you tell it's a good shkita or not? So, Ramban, look at the big picture. I gave you a live animal, and you killed it. I animal was walking, and now it's dead. I see a dead animal in front of me. Had you done a proper shechita, so you matched it lachila, so you did a good job. But hey, yois, you didn't do a proper shechita, you did shehiya. So now that you did shehiya, I see a dead animal in front of me. I see a dead animal. Means we now know that that wasn't the shechita. So what do you do? It's like you shot my animal. Matis roisha, your mamish chopped off its head. You killed it with a bullet. That's it. So ein lucha hezek nika goldo mizeh. Hezek Dr. Ramban.
You don't see the
bait.
You see
a dead animal.
Right, dead animal could be kosher.
It could be, but we know it's not kosher. I said you need a man to say it. No, but Nasik, you don't see anything. I see one, I still have wine, right? Mashenkin over here, or Tumma, right? I see a vegetable, and I still see the vegetable. I saw a sheretz on it, but I didn't know it was going to be metamid because... What, you don't see the tumma in the item itself. So I afterwards I see the vegetable looks just like it looked before. There's no shina in the vegetable. But checking here, I saw a live animal, and I saw a dead animal. Now you want to know how to teich it up. You want to teich it up, maybe it was geshachten. Good, but that's the wrong teich. The teich is that you didn't shecht it, you killed it. So I saw a live animal become dead. So that's a hezek nika. A zezek Ramban. Frek the Ramban on himself. The Gemara says, pigle, a coin in the base of Migdash, when he shecks and he has a makshava psula, that he's going to eat it, lachas mana, chuslam koimai, that becomes pigle. So Zot Ramban, l'chayrod, and the Gemara says that that's considered hezek sheinu nika, because in the animal itself, you don't see any difference, and it was geshachten. I don't see that the kohen had a bad makshava when he shechted the animal. So it's a hezek shein nikka, the Gemara says, like the Ramban, like me, why is it a hezek shein nikka? You started with a live animal and you have a dead animal. So look, nikka godom is that. And for the Ramban, that shechita to zoif, that it takes out of a nevela. Besides that it's makshed b'achila, it takes out a din nevela and makes it, oh, it's tame. It's not going to be tame anymore. There are many shechitas that you could batch up, or let's say a trefi. You have a trefi, you shech the trefi. You can't eat it, but it becomes ois nevela. So the shechita worked. The shechita was makshed animal. It was a good shechita. It did something. So Dr. Ramban, by a pigle, when I did that shechita by a pigle, I did a good shechita. It was 100% kosher shechita. It became ois nevela. It was maitziyas midei nevela. No, but it's because the guy had a bad makshava, it passed the carbon. Okay, besides the Dr. Ramban, but what I see in front of me, I don't see a hatchet killing the animal. I see a proper shechita because the araya, it was meitzit midei nevela, became ois nevela. So I see a good shechita. Now, shaken over here, this shehiya doesn't do anything. This shehiya keeps the status of a nevela. It wasn't a good shechita. You mamish butchered the animal. You mamish hatched it. You didn't do a proper shechita that Terry requires. Memela, I see a hezek nikka. You started out with a live animal and I have a killed animal. That killed animal is considered a hezek nikka. I say that the Ramban. Gewaldig Ramban. The Eilim Panzer, the Ramban. It's a Geschmack Ramban. Good? Now, this whole Ramban's kasha is the Yisoy L'chay Ramban L'shitasei. I don't want to go be married and too much because really not doing Hezek She'en Enikah here, but there's a Machloikis Rishonim. What's Hezek She'en Enikah? What? How do we touch Hezek She'en Enikah? Is Hezek She'en Enikah tali on the Chayfetz HaNizik? Look later on, and could you tell something wrong in the chayfetz? Or is it totally on the maisa mazik? With the maisa mazik einu neka? Tois is the beginning of Abbas of Bezam Reis is mavua that hezek shein neka is totally in the maisa mazik. That the mazik was einu neka. For example, Tois says that klayim, that if I grow a vine next to your zraim, or vice versa, if it's klayim, so Tois says, even though after you pull out your vegetables, or your wheat, you can't tell it's klayim. So Tois says, but it is klayim, it's nikah, because while the vine was growing together with the wheat, it was nikah that this is an irvuv of klayim. It's nikah that there's something wrong with this wheat and wrong with the vine. I see klayim in front of me. So even though there was nothing dishtana in the tzura of the chayfitz, of the item itself, of the vegetable itself, the produce is fine, but Tois says, that's nikah. And Tois says, even weiter, Tois says, that if I put a sheretz on your vegetable, Tois says, why is it ainu nikah? It's nikah that you being metami my fruit, it's nikka being metami my produce because you have produce, you have the sherets on top of my on top of my produce. And for Tois, the reason why it's in a nikka is because how do you know that my vegetable had water on it before that become muksha? That's why it's einu nikah. Not because you can't see tumma under a microscope in the item. No, that's not the reason why it's einu nikah. The reason why it's einu nikah is because how do you know there was a hechsher done to the vegetable? And Mamela Zok, the Talmud Rashi v'Rosh and Bava Kama Daf Kuf, and many, many achrayinim in pshat and toises, that if you put a sheretz on a liquid, and a liquid doesn't need hechsher mayim, avadah, that's considered hezek nikah. Because you're clearly being metami my liquid.
I'm going to say
the
eye. What do you do with that?
Okay, we have to, all the issues we're going to have to get to, but good. Like I said, I don't want to go into that. But that's Shita Zatoisis. Mamela Zatoisis, that's considered a Hezek Nikah. So Loi Toisis, that's totally in the Maisa Mazik. Luchay Rabban's Kash Hezek Nishton. Who cares later on? You can't see in the animal how the Shkita was, but why are you being Shaya? Snap, stop right now. I'm Adam. I see you being mazik my animal. You're killing my animal. You're not doing a proper shechita. I see you do adrasa. I see right now you're killing my animal. You're not shechting it properly. Right now I see you being mazik my animal. So who cares later on? You don't see it in the chayfetz anizik, but I see it in the maisa mazik. So loitayis l'chay the kasher Ramban hepsek nishon. The Ramban l'shitasa iho that is tali in the chayfetz anizik. The Mele Ramban even is mitzadei deklayim tak is a hezek sheino nika. And even on the other side is nika, he says a whole different shot wise nika, but you said he would have held it with ainu nika because you can't see in the chayfetz a change. And the Rambam says it lahedya like that. The Rambam, when he is magda, what hezek ainu nika is, his lashon is In the Chayvul Amazik, the beginning of Perek Zayin, v'lo nishtana hadava v'lo nifsed atzurasai. You don't see any shini in the chayfetz. It's not nifsed at all, the tzura of the chayfetz. That's hezek shein nika. So like the Rambam and the Ramban, shita, that is totally in the chayfetz and nifsed, the Ramban has eisen. But like Taisis, that's totally in the Maisa Mazik, like the Kash and Ramban, hezek nishtan. How are we passing Vesindich? Because it's not brought down. It shouldn't be, hey, Mechabel leaves out that hadara of the Rambam. And now kind of go back and forth. It's not clear how we passed him. We go like Taisis is Havana or the Ramban's Havana. Alright. That's Lechayra 1. Baruch Hashem, I found afterwards the Divrei Yecheskel and Lamed Zayin Gimel and the Chuvis Mincha Shleimim, Shlom Azam and the Chelek Aleph Peches, Taka makes his Cheshon. That late Taisis, the whole Kash and the Ramban have Signishtan. Good. One more thing, we'll go weiter, is that the Ksais correctly points out that Lechayra, this is all in the world that even a shomer is potter on hezek shein hanika, and that's a shak. There's a mefusha shak and shin sam gimel like that, and there's a shalomesh. Many achronim will go like that, but there are achronim who would like to suggest, as a two shoras mesopik, that a shomer is chayef hezek shein hanika. Memelo, they want to learn that this halak is very gishmak. And a chenami, the Ramban taka will have a kash if echveis, I was your sheikhet without being hired from you. But our simin is talking about you hired me to be your sheikhet, I'm your shema on the animal. Then, even though it's ezek shein nika, I'll be chayv even on ezek shein nika, because the shema is chayv even for ezek shein nika. Shema will be fine. The sheet is all the shema is chayv even for gromis, right? Certainly, for certain degrees of gromis, ezek chayv, right? Not watching, not. Is a type of a grome, how the chayfis got some chay. So maybe v'ezek shein nika could also be chay. They bring rice from Taisis Faket, is a Taisis that's mashwa lahedya that for ezek shein nika, l'shem is pata. Good. The ma'ase is loy tishak, and when Ramban, l'chayr Ramban's going on this type of a case, yeshema, you see this writer that Hashem is also part of ezek shein nika. Alright. What do you say, sorry? Yeah, so we discuss if the chiv is out mazik or chiv out shema. But let's mind the quality is also a shema. Right? The shayla was, how are you going to get him? You're going to get him out mazik or out shema. But
it's not all the shayla we had that about a sufik has it, because we have to be machin, we have a sufik, shema would be chayla.
Oh, so that's what I wanted to suggest last week. We're going to revisit that. But okay, this is a Yisrael Rabbi Yisrael. Let's go weiter. We'll go over, go back into what we discussed last week. We'll take it further. But you have to, there's a backtrack because we're going to revisit this in Yad Hashem tonight in the Shia. This lumdis of the Ramban and the Ksois of Hezek Shein Nika. Alright, let's go. We have a Machlokes Ramah and Trumas Hadash. And when you make a Suffolk Trefa, could you be mechayev the guy or not? Is he chayev for that suffix or not? Right? This is machlokes. The Taz passes like the Ramah, and the Yamshi Shloima, and the Shach passes like the Trumas Hadeshin, that if you make a suffix hezek, you're going to be chayev, but the Trumas Hadeshin makes a condition, and that is only if it was in the handbook. If it was in the Tavach handbook, so the Sheikh should know about it, and he didn't do it, then we're going to get him. But if it wasn't in the Tavach handbook, then he's going to be pata, since it's only a suffix. If it would be a vadai, then even if it's not in the Tavach handbook, he's going to be chayev. But yes, it's only a suffix, and it wasn't in the handbook, so then he's going to be pata. That's how the Amemela Zakta Shach, Lididan, that everyone, widespread, our meaning is to matrif any form of shehiya, this halacha would not be true. Because among maybe shehiya was a machlokes and whatever, but lidan, everyone knows, every sheikh knows you're not allowed to do shehiya. So, since every sheikh knows you're not allowed to do shehiya, it's partial, even the shehiya mat, so it's in the handbook, so to speak. Mimela, the sheikh is going to be chayiv for the shehiya, for this suffix, the sheikh will be chayiv. You can be machayiv for it. What we were bothered by last week, because we didn't understand the Svar of the Trumas Hadeshin, Mamonoshach. This din of answering me suffik, if it's considered an Adam Mamazik to make something suffik asa, means to make something a suffik that's going to cause a vade isa on the animal, like vade trait because of the suffik, you can't eat it, bipoyol. If that's considered a mazik, so who cares if it's in the handbook, it's not in the handbook. Lamais Adam Mamazik, Adam Mudloila. Elamai Ganatayna, because I didn't know about it now, it's like an oinis gomer, it's an oinis that I shouldn't be chayiv for, even Adam Mamazik shouldn't be chayiv for. I mean, if that's how he's going to go, then he should be part of, even if it's a vadai treifa, right? Hagreis Hashri's mavua, and really it's a Gemara's mavua, that Rab only parted him because it was a sofik treifa. But had it been a vade treifa, he'd be chayiv. Now, l'chayiv, if we're talking about such a story that it wasn't in the handbook, and I'm potter because I'm an oinus, then I should be potter even if it's a vade treifa. Let's say I did a real shehiyah, a definite shehiyah, that everyone holds it's treifa. I should still be potter if it's not in the handbook. I mean, you're going to tell me, oh, because it wasn't in the handbook, that's why it was off. It's not mashma like that. It's mashma that I need the handbook to tell me how Avalei Lasuke died, and without the handbook, then Avalei Lasuke. So what's the chilek? If it's an oinus because it's not in the handbook, then I should be potter even if it's a vade treifa, and clearly we only potter you because it's a suffix. So what I wanted to tell last week is our kochuch, is that really the Trumazation is also moided to the Ramah that it's only a suffix hezek. I mean, it's not that you really can't get him. It's not the Maisa or the Mamazik, because it's only a suffix. No, what I'll get you is Mikoich the Kabbalah. You accepted to check my animal. Your job was to check my animal to make it into Ksheira. That was your job. That was the whole purpose I hired you. So clearly, in that hiring, it was implicit that you're going to make sure that it's a kosher. If you make it a suffix kosher, you batched up. That's not, I don't need a suffix kosher, I need a Vade kosher. A suffix kosher I can't eat. So your job was to make a Vade kosher. I need nothing less than a Vade kosher for you to fulfill your job. So it's kilo. You makabel in that Kabbalah Shmi, in the Kabbalah Teshek, you makabel that even on a suffix treifa, you're going to be chayiv. Now, you only makabel things that were asik adaitik to be makabel. So something in the handbook that you knew to be careful for, that you were makabel. Something out of the handbook that you didn't know to be careful, that you weren't makabel. That's what I want to taina. So you were trying to say that it's only on your Kabbalah. That's what I would have said. Problem is that the Gedele Achreinim, many Achreinim learn not like me. They learn Mefurish that there's a machleik is going on here between the Ramon and the Trumas Hadashim. And when you make something a suffix that causes a Vade Hefzit, are you chayiv or not? And I gave a case last week. There's a Chuvis Kuhunis Oilam in Tzumen Pei Gimel who has a case that you gave me a shtar. I lent you money and you gave me a shtar. The shtar was, sometimes you can write a shtar to the Malva's name directly. You can write out a shtar, stamazoi, that whoever is mitzi the shtar, whoever is holding onto the shtar, has the right to collect from me. And I took the shtar and I sold it to you. And then I went ahead and I was moichel the loiva. And that's a machlekes a poiskim with my mechila works. So you try collecting from the loiva. The loiva tells you, forget about it. It's the debt's over. My malva, my original malva, is in mechila me. Then you come back to me and I tell you, very nice, but I hold that my mechila didn't work. So yes, my mechila didn't work. Go to the loiva, collect from the loiva. Mamish did nothing. My mechila doesn't work because I hold the tzad of poiskim that doesn't work. But pile, you have nowhere to go. You can't collect from the loiva because the loiva is telling you that he holds the mechila does work. So even though I did a mechila that only is meichel mi suffik, but that suffik caused a vadai hefzid, what's the halacha? Zok the kunas oilam. That's a machloit, it's Ramon the Trumas Hadashin. Loit the Ramon, it's only a suffik hezik, I'll be pato. And loit the Trumas Hadashin, that a suffik that causes a vadai hefzid is chayiv, I'd be chayiv. And Mamel Zok the kunas oilam, since there's no achra on this thing, so you can't be meitzi and mitzvah gavel over raya, you can't be mafkin and mom and keneged rama. Fine. But you see in the Kunas Olam, as many Achronim say this, you see in the Kunas Olam, there's a Shnei Maris HaGadolim at the end of the Sefer, there's a Chuk Chokos Yev Yordei Chav Beis, there's a Rekiv Egen and Shach and Kuf Chavav, there's many, many Achronim, there's more, who learn that based on this Trumas Hadashim, you see that Yuchayef HaVadei, Yuchayef a suffix that causes a Vadei Hefzed. Now, these cases, I wasn't Yoshoima, I wasn't Mekabel anything, I lent someone money and I sold you the Shtar, and nevertheless, I'm chayiv loit the svar of the Trumas Hadashin. So they learned that if you cause a hefzid machmas asafik, you're vade mazik. So then it comes to Rav Tekashas. So what's going on? Mamonajok, if I'm an oinus because it's not in the handbook, then I should be potter in Gansin even. I should be potter in Gansin even if it's a vade hefzid. Elamai is really not an oinus. So if it's really not an oinus, I should be chayiv even if it's not in the handbook. What's going on? So I suggested last week is that really, it's not a vadei hefzid. It's not an odom hamazik. Really, it's only a garmi. Garmi is because lemaisa you can't use the animal, or you can't collect the nechayv. I was goyim you a vadei hefzid. You get me out garmi. What's the nafkamina? You're only getting me out garmi. The nafkamina is a halacha of odom loinim was only said by odom hamazik, not by garmi. Garmi you have to be a pesher, karv lemaisid to be chayv. For an oinus, you're going to be pota. So if had it caused a vadei mechila, or had it caused a vade treifa, then you'd be able to get me out of garmi because I botched up big time. But Hayoyz, it's only a suffix, right? No, sorry, one second. If you would have caused a vade hefsed, then you would get me out other mamazik. Not even get me. You would get me mamish out other mamazik. I mamish botched up the animal. So get me out other mamazik, and then I'll be chayiv even if it's not in the handbook, because other mu'ud lo'ilam. But Hayoyz is only a suffix. So mitzad the animal itself, it might be kosher. And the only reason why it's treif is because of the suffix that you can't use. You have to be machma on the treifis. So out that, that's only garmi. So if it's in the handbook, I'd be chayiv because I knew about havalela sukeh daiti, some karav lipshia, you get me for garmi. But if it's not in the handbook, then I'm going to be potter because I'm annoying this. Had it been a vade tray for you, get me out other mamazik, that's mood loilam. But since it's only a suffix, that's what I want to suggest. Hava also. Since it's only a suffix that you can collect, right? Because it's a tzad you could collect. Maybe my mechila is not a good mechila. So you can only get me out garmi. Oh, 1 second, but over there I'm amazed. I intended to be meichel the guy. I intended to be meichel the guy. So then it's for sure garmi like the Truma Zedashin, right? Like the Truma Zedashin. I'm saying this. I'm only saying this shtickotar in the Truma Zedashin. I mean, Ramah held it wasn't even garmi, it's only a grama. But the Truma Zedashin held it was garmi. So, Kuhunas Oilam, who says it's a machlekes Ramah and Truma Zedashin. Right, so I'm telling you, the Pshat and the Truma Zedashin would be. Now, my problem I had last week with this is that many Achrayim learn that a Shoyim is Chayef Agarmi. So, hey, Yois, this is a Tabach and he's a Shoyim, then it's not going to help. So, the Shoyim should be Chayef Agarmi even in Oinis of Garmi. If you're Shoyim Sach and you're Chayef Oinsin, then you're going to be Chayef even a Garmi Boinis of King Ganev of Aveda, like every din of a Shoyim Sach. Shoyim Sach is Chayef Ganev of Aveda. Then even if you cause a hefsed garmi, all the day anoint is getting anything of aved, you should be kayif. And look, that then went back to the drawing board. It's going to be a problem. Okay, we need an etzi here. Let's go further. That's what we said last week. Let's go further, Rabbi Sain. How do we understand this machlekes Ramah Truma? How do we understand the Ramah? Ramah held that if you make something a suffix treifa, you're potter. Why? I'm going to make a veil of a raya. Could you eat this animal? No, it's a suffix. Why can't you eat the animal if it's a suffix? Now, why is Sveikad Raisa Lukumra? Either Midraisa, Midrabana, Machlekes, Rashba, Rambam, Sveikad Raisa Lukumra is Midrabana, Midraisa. But the bottom line is that the reason why you can't eat this animal, Mitari Safik, is Mitari Zada. Because right now, you definitely can't eat this animal. There's an Isna on this animal for you to eat, even if it's only a Safik. Even a Daraisa says you are not allowed to eat this animal because it's a Safik. You Vada not allowed to eat this animal. It's a Daraisa. Even though other sheet holds it's only the Rabbanan. So there's a Vada yes at the Rabbanan on this animal. Then you're not allowed to eat this animal.
It's a
Sveikat Adina. But every Safik is a Sveikat Adina. God or not, she is a Sveikat Adina. And Pegima is a Sveikat B'metzias. Sorry? I know me and she is. It's a machlekes apoiskim. So she is got the sake of the dina, and pegam is the sake of the metzias. Right? We don't know when it got nicked. But either way, every time you have a suffix, is suffix derived. Suffix derived from the korma. We're going to get about 1 second. So lechayra, if you definitely can't eat it, either midrash or midrabanan. So I made at least, the very least, an issa derabanan on this animal. No, Marshall, let's say you have an esrig, and I go over to the esrig, and I passel your esrig with an psul derabanan. I poke it in a way that damages the esrig, that midrash it's kosher, midrabanan it's passel. I'm not a mazik. I was mazik yesterday. I made it into a psul derabanan. Who gives midrash it's fine? But midrabanan is definitely not fine. Or let's say it's a chumras agoinim. But we're forced to keep that chumras agoinim. We have a minig, you can't break that minig, you're forced to keep it. So you have a vada issa on this item. So the chayra, who cares, it's only a suffix, but that suffix is goyim a vada issa. So a vada should be, I the Gemara, the case of the Gemara was they brought in front of Rav, it was a haub megrumasa, there was a type of agrama that was a suffix, and Rav, because it was a suffix, Rav said, you can't be mighty mammon from the tabach. Rav was talking about a case, that b'shaitoi, there was still a machlokes hapoiskim, if that hagroma was kosher or not. Depending who you asked. He has one gadol, it's kosher. Another gadol, it's pasul. Rav himself was mesubik, so he pasuled the animal, but he said, you can't be mitzi mamet. There was no achra on the shayla. Hayoyz is no achra on the shayla, so then we have an emes esophic, maybe it's really kosher. Maybe. We don't know. Maybe, depending who you ask, it might be really kosher. But b'zmanenu, that there is no one in the world who will be mat to shahir. even b'mikzas, or known in the world as the mimata, this case of when you have etzem ha-mefrekes, you don't know what it was, and you have a mamish, we're going to get to that case. But if you created any type of a suffix that is known in the world as going to matter it, then it's already now also bevadai. It's also mikoyek sveka derais alohum bevadai. So now it should be zecha also.
But here we find
there's no longer a suffix. I made a vade psul de rabbanan l'chol
apokas.
Why can't you eat this animal? Because it's sveikat deraisa l'chumra. But sveikat deraisa l'chumra is a vade. The rabbanan said you vade can't eat it. So if you vade can't eat it, it should be also. Right now it's a vada. You cannot eat it. So I made a psul derabanan, or even a psul deraisa. Take the raisa come, could be even a deraisa. So I made a vada psul. So chayyu should be a problem. So you're right. The ma'is is a machlek is a krein. What chayyu should come out muchak from here is that sveika deraisa lachumra is not a vada. Sveika deraisa lachumra is also only a suffik. The Torah said that you should be machmir on the suffik. Be careful for the suffik. We taka don't know what's going to be, but don't ignore the suffix. You have a chiv to have a zahiris not to enter into a suffix. It's not a vada that the Torah ke'ilu, the Torah said a suffix treifa is as treif as a vada treifa. No, a vada treifa is treif. A suffix treifa is only a suffix. But the Torah is telling you that you have to reckon with the suffix. You have to be careful not to enter the suffix. It's only, so a vada, there's an isam mi bachutz on me that I shouldn't go into and eat this animal. But it's all bekoyah that I have to be chayshish that maybe I'm chulila being nikshal in the suffix. But it's still only a suffix.
When you get
a lach mei v'esem, the Torah says that you should be machmir, so you were over at the rabbanan. Yes. But that issa is an issa mi bachutz. That issa is not in the animal. The animal kapi shma yigal is 100% kosher. Maybe. The only reason why you can't eat it is because you have a zaitik issa mi bachutz, so you have to be careful for sake. So that maybe Rama holds only groma. And the Truma said that holds is gami. Mask him. Maybe that's the makloikis. But it's still only in the world of gromis or gami. It's not a vade odomama. It means on the side that it's betari's vadai. Takilu the Torah, just like the Torah doesn't like a treif animal, the Torah doesn't like a suffix treifo. So then right now I'm dealing with a vade animal that's bad. A suffix treif is also like a vade treif. A suffix treif is also b'tari's vade also. Torah doesn't like vade treif, doesn't like suffix treif. Then it's b'tari's vadai. Torah says that the Torah also only said that he should be machmir on a suffix b'tari's suffix, not b'tari's vadai. Memele, it's only b'tari's grom. And memele, you go into the shmuz. Is this considered grom? Is it considered garmi?
I hate to say it, but you think it gives a garmi enough.
Maybe. I don't know. It's mamish. Is the Torah acid the chevitz? No, the Torah said the chevitz might be fine, but you have to be careful not to enter that suffix. If that's what you call good, maybe. That's a vadi mekaytos. Right, that's the shach and smal prun. I know shach to them because there, that's clearly everyone's makmin not to have a suffix trefer. So clearly you narrowed me up in the mekaytos. Clearly you did something that I didn't want. I didn't want to even have a suffix trefer. That's a makluk yismak and sman shak over here, and others had to answer that up. How does it stim with this? Right, but yes. Sorry.
In the case of the
brisket
and
the stuff. By star, by
mechila,
by star.
We have the same
there is a posture that you can't be mitzvah mammon only from a suffix. Right? You do nothing to the havod. The havod is still a good havod. Klapi shmaya galya on one side. So the lechayr is zikr. It's only b'tayr is a suffix. Okay, so that vayt is only a groma. I did something that you lemaisa won't be able to collect. That's a groma. So Ramahos, that's a groma. That's pot within the other. Maybe it's a within the shmai, maybe not. And the Jumas Adashin, Vaisa is all this more. Maybe it's even garmi. Like these points, maybe it's even more. Maybe it's can even consider other mamas are good. But besides, like what was pshat here, lechayra, okay, believe that we're going to go vayt. We'll see maybe another pshat how to get this out. All right. La aloka, how do we paskin? We paskin like the Ramah, we paskin like the Jumas Adashin. Comes along the tzais, and the tzais says like this. He says, really, we pass, and he wants to be makir like the Chumas Adeshin that Yechayiv. But he says, the whole Chumas Adeshin is only going to be negeya if you do a trefis of Hagroma and Iker. If you do a trefis that's a Hezek Nicker. If you do a treifa, it says, nigga, so then we'll get you even a suffic treifa, it's like a vade treifa, you cause a vade hefid, and we'll get you for that, and it has a nikah. But what happens if you did a shihiyah, which is beside really a hezek chain a nikah? Should have been. Comes along the Ramban, and has a gewaldika teretz, like the Ramban, that no, she is a hezek nikah, because I started out alive, and now I end up dead. I, Frekter Ramban, Pigal is the same thing. I started alive and dead. So the Ramban, no, Pigal, Mashkita was a good Shkita because it's Maitzi Midei Nevela. It's just stamen, it's Achila on it or Psu carbon on it. So the Tzoyis, here too, that which we're Machna and Shehiya is only Tapasal that you can't eat it. But you want to know, is it a novella? No, it's not a novella. It's Maitim Midei novella. We hold that it's not going to be Mitami. It's going to be Maitim Midei novella. So, hey, yes, it's Maitim Midei novella. So even though it's a chumah that we're machmir, and we're vade machmir, Zoktik Sois, it's back to Ramban's kasha that has a chain of nickel. I mean, the side are really passing like the Chumas Adeshin, not like the Ramah. But you have to know, what did I do? If I did a hezek nickel, even a suffic hezek nickel, good, so you get me on that. But if I did something that's not a hezek nickel, because it was only Shia, and Shia Batsam should have always been in a nickel. And the only reason why it's nickel is because it was Maitzim and Dedavay, so you see a good shechita, so I don't see that you butchered my animal. Zoktik Sois here too, you don't see you butchered my animal. I was like, Zoktik Sois. Oh, so Vice Tais here from this Ksais, you see that he's going with Ramban, not like Tais, it's Maskim. Maskim. It's a Chiddush, but Maskim. Comes along the Nesivis, and Nesivis jumps on the Ksais, he says, I don't know what you want. He says, Zozain, this Psu Shchita is only Midirabonin, or only a Chumas Againim, it's only, that's why we're Machmen. But the bottom line is, you can't eat this animal. And so it's nicker. I see you took a live animal that had I gotten someone else to shecht it, I would have been able to eat it. And you took it and you killed it, and now you made it not royal achila. So it's also nicker. You start out with a live animal, and you cause a dead animal. So, you can't eat pigal either. Oh. Comes along the Divrei Chaim in Shemrim Yutes and jumps on the Nesivis and says, I don't know what you want. The Ksais is Moida that if you call something that's Asa Minderabanan or even a Chumas Agoinim, the Vada the Ksais is Moida that that's a Hezek Nika. But the Ksais is going with Ramban, and the Ramban said that the reason why Pigal is Einu Nika is because it's really Maitzim Midei Nevela, just Stam Azaitik Upsul. So here too is the exact same thing. It's Maitzim Midei Nevela, so I don't see that you butchered my animal. I see a kosher Shchita, so to speak. It worked, it took it out of a Nevela. No, grado as I think of Issa Drabanon or Chumas Agoinim that you shouldn't do any shias, and therefore made it also Bachila. But the Shechita Batsim was a good Shechita because it was Maitzim Midei Nevela. So what does the Nesivis want? Who cares that it's possible with the Rabbanon that you can't eat Avada? We know that. But nothing to do with here, because we say every Shia should have been in Hezek Shein or Nika. The only reason why it's Nika is because I didn't see any Shechita. Here I see Shechita. This Shechita was Maitzim Midei Nevela. Just has a Psul Drabanon on it. Isaiah Zakta Shem, the Divrei Chaim, Mamish like the Ksais. So why does the Nesivis hold? Midrabanan holds not as good shchita for eating purposes. But for Tum of Atayra, they held that it was a good shchita. So I see a good shchita. So Mamel, it's only a Hezek Shein and Nekka. Hezek like the Ksais. And the Divrei Chaim. So what does the Nesivis hold? So I believe the Nesivis holds like the Minchas Shleima. The Shleima Zalman has a whole Arichas, but in that same tshuva, at the end of Simen Peiches, in Chelag Aleph, Shlomo Zalman teaches the Ramban differently. He doesn't quote the whole Ksois, but Shlomo Zalman says like this. He says, that which really, really, there's no nafkemino if my shchit is totally worthless and it's mamish nevela for tomo, or it's only half worthless and it's like a nevela klapi ichila, but it's a good shchita klapi tomo. Who cares? But klapi achila, I see that you butchered my animal. You took a live animal and you caused it to a dead animal. So l'chay it should be the same hezek nika, even if it's only a psul in achila. As I said, Rishlam is amen. Nova, so what's pshat? What's pshat in the Ramban when it comes to pigol? The Ramban says pigol is a hezek sheinu nika. Zakta Minka Shleim, the Ramban means something entirely different. The Ramban means that the psul here has nothing to do with my shkita. It's exactly to psulim me'makshava. It's a pigle dicker then. What's shadim pigle? Pigle is that if you shecht with a psul makshava, so it's a bad shechita. No, it's a very good shechita. It's perfect. The shechita mamish couldn't be better. But there's a makshava problem. Every kohen, when he does an avodah and he has a bad makshava, he passes. That's maybe in theory, anytime he has a bad makshava, anytime he should pass. Now, what's the Torah is marked that the psul makshava is only chal while you're doing an avodah. You don't have to do shkita, you can do any avodah. While you're doing one of the dalet avodahs, if you have a makshava, that passes the animal. So what passes the animal is the makshava. Nothing to do with the shkita, was 100% kosher. It was the gevaldike shkita. So memelo, you don't see any hezek nika. It went from a kosher animal to a dead animal. That's because it was kishachtan beautifully. No, it was a zaita gazak that a person had a bad makshava. The Moshe Zakta Shlomo Zalman Vegashmak. He said, what happens if you take and you do shchutei chutz? You take the animal and you shech the animal outside. You do faket, chulun bazar. You take chulun and you shech bazara. Or you shech b'shabbos. And you know, if you shech b'shabbos, it's also to eat that Shabbos. What's the halakha going to be then? Dr. Ramban, Avada over there, Avada, it's going to be a Hezek Nika. Those shkitas worked to be Maitzi Midei Nevela. It's a good shkita for Nevela purposes, it's just a bad shkita for Achila purposes. Dr. Shlomo Zalman, Avada, but Klape Achila purposes, it's not a good shkita. So you butchered my animal for Achila purposes. So it's considered a Hezek Nika. Who cares? Grab your mitzvah and nevela, but klape the eating part of the it's a hezek nika. You messed up my animal, so you messed up. That's considered hezek nika. It's only because pigle is a zaitik of psul makshava. Has nothing to do with my mice. My shkita was a kosher shkita. My mele zok to nesiv his eyes in on the ksais. What's the ksais saying that when you have a suffix shehir, it blives a hezek shehir nika because it was mitzvah and nevela. Who cares? It's mitzvah and nevela, but it's vade a problem mitzad my achila. So you butchered my animal. You took a live animal and you made a treif that I can't eat it. So that's vadeh, a hezek nika effect in the sifes. It's just like shchutei chutz, chulin bazara, shchita b'shabes. All these cases, the shchita works to be mitzvah m'dei nevela, but it doesn't work to allow you to eat it. So passel the animal for eating purposes. So it's a treifa. So you see the nika, you see the hezek. It went from a live animal that could have been shucked them properly to eat, and you made it into a dead animal that you can't. So that's a vada hezek nika.
So they make the choice between shchita b'shabes and pigle, in other words.
Correct. Pigle is a daitika svara. Pigle is the exception to the rule, because pigle is only a psalm makshava. Nothing to do with my shkita. My shkita was 100% good shkita. But whenever my shkita is no good, even b'miksas no good, then a vada that's considered a hezek nika. No, it's Knatz, you did a mice, but why? You're not because it's a Shabbos. Correct, any mice are Shabbos. But so this was the mice. The mice was, you shechted it. Any mice of Shabbos, any malacha of Shabbos, you did a malacha. That malacha is Nika. That malacha is where you took a live animal, you made a dead animal, and that malacha caused it. It wasn't a Zaytika Svara. That's the Knatz. They made a Knatz. It also now. What made it also not? The Shechita. You took a lion and you made it into a dead animal. I said, Memela affected Nesivis eyes and an excites. So Kaishi should be also be a Hezek Neka. Memela, like that Nesivis, he would like, it seems, to take the Truma Zedeshin all the way. So we were passing like the Truma Zedeshin across the board, even by Shehiya. Good. Now you have L'idiki, Sir Rabbi. Say, hold on to your hats. Here comes Arsameach. And it's not just Arsameach, it's a Shariyosh and a Debre Yecheskel. Yeshiva Shereid. Kishmak Areid. I ask you a kasha, and with this they answer like everything. This is like the answer to every kasha. I ask you a kasha because Seika Dereif L'chum is Vadayasa. So it's Vadayasa, it should be a problem. So one kasha. Stam was like, what's the Ramah talking about? The Ramah even goes as Zayvai to say that you're potter. What's going on? That you should be potter. It's something, you should be chai. What's planting this Ramah? Zot Arsameach, and he's backing up to Ramah. Zot Arsameach, that whenever you have a Sophic, whenever you have a Sophic Issa, be Yisoid, mitzad the animal itself, it might be kosher. Kabi Shemai Gana, this animal might be kosher. If we know how we paskin, we'll know that it might be kosher, right? We just don't know. So it's but klapish man, there's a chance that it's kosher. So to get me for the hezek in the animal itself, you can't get me. None of us. So what's the problem? The problem is that Sveka derais luchum says you can't eat it, right? So sucked or zemek any time that it's mitzad the suffix, that's why you can't eat it. That's already a hezek shein hanika. That's not in the Etzem Chafetz. The Etzem Chafetz is fine. Kapish Mayagal, they might tell you that this Shechita was perfect. If we had the Baal Shem, Baal Shem might be able to look at it and tell you it's perfect. It's fine. The only way you can't is because the Meiri Hara doesn't know. So it's a problem with the Meiri Hara. It's not a problem with the animal. There's no hezek in the animal. The hezek was the Meiri Hara. But they don't know what to do with this animal. So the problem is mibachut. It has nothing to do with the animal. The animal is 100% on one side. It's 100% kosher. So there's nothing wrong with the animal. And that you can't get because of hezek levarai. So klapi the animal itself, hametz mekel levarai. Elamai klapi you, the Meiri Hara doesn't know. That's your problem. That's nothing to do with the animal. That's something mibachut. Mebele it's a hezek sheinu nika. That's a blitz, they want to say, and it works for Hagroma too. No matter what, whenever you have something which is a Sofik L'Churma, and the reason why you're Machmir is Mitzad the Meir Ron, nothing to do with the Chafetz itself, that's already not in the Chafetz, that's a Hezek Sheinu Nika. That's why you're Potter, that's Pratna Ramah. The reason why the Ramah parted and argues with the Truman Sadesh is not because he holds that a Sofik is Potter. The reason why he parted is because it's a Hezek Sheinu Nika. Because it's the problem with the Meirah, not with the animal. It's Hezek Sheinu Nika. And Mamela, since the Tabach was a Shegeg, the Allah is on Hezek Sheinu Nika, you're part of the Shegeg. Sorry? The Shtaluch heard the same thing. It's Hezek Sheinu Nika. It has nothing to do with me, it has to do with the Meirah. I think it's a perfect Shtar, you could collect on it, it's not a problem. Your Meirah doesn't let, the Bezin doesn't let, it's a problem with them, it's not a problem with the Shtar. So Mamela blives like a Hezek Sheinu Nika. He's going in the Ramah. Apparently, he's going with the Ramah. Means this whole gang is backing up the Ramah. Means, and the whole Ramah is only talking about when you were shogeg. Because if you didn't bemazed, then I can get you. Because even has a chain of nikkas, I'm bemazed. It's only because the tabak was a shogeg. Mamela, that's pshat. It's a blitz chiddush.
It's not the psak, it's not the
benefits. Right. The psak. The Pak makes it even Mitari Zvade, let's say, the Vicheskom Lashayah, even if it's Mitari Zvade that you have to be Machmir, but it's outside. It's the Vayaroa's problem, it's not the animal's problem. It's not in the Chafetz. In the Chafetz, you don't see anything. In the Chafetz, you see a Sophic Ezek, which maybe is nothing, and it's Mekhmerel of a Rai. It's only on the outside. So, Bemezid, you'll get me because a Hezek Sheinu Nika is Chai Bemezid. They made a Knas on Hezek Sheinu Nika. But if I'm a Shoigeg, a Hezek Sheinu Nika is Potem, a Mela, that's Pshat Nerimo. A whole Blitz Chiddush is the answer. Everything is Kashmak, Gavaldik. A Mela, now you have my minimum is feeling. You have those who pass on like the Trumas Adashin, and you have those who pass on like the Ramah. La Locher, boys, I think the Kunis Oelim summed it up very nicely. I'm not saying it's a Varai. It's a Sophic between the Ramah and the Trumas Adashin. You can't be Machayiv Mammon on the Tabak and naked the Ramah. The Ramah says the Tabak is spot on. So at the end of the day, look how it should be. I'm going to make a very Olova Rai. Why? It's also Hezek Sheinu Nika Lokaya. Oh, if you do it b'meizid. Right, if you do it b'meizid, then you would zikha be chayiv. If you do it b'meizid, then you'd zikha be chayiv. Lokaya, yeah. That might interrupt a Riki Vega. Riki Vega in Kukhavov, when he says this halacha, when you're moichel and you're chayiv, Rekiv Eger just says Chayv. He doesn't even quote the Trumas Adashin. He just passes in Zichayv. And the Achrayim Hamutra, like Lachar, is telling this Machlag, Trumas Adashin Ramah. So maybe you have the Seitz. The Pshat is, if you do it, be mazed, then you'll be Chayv for Hezek Sheinu Nika. If the whole reason Ramah passed is because Hezek Sheinu Nika. The Maiz, it's a lot of Hamas in this Ramah, that the whole Ramah means because Hezek Sheinu Nika. Okay, fine. I say, Doctor. Okay. One more, Rabbi. So let's go on to one more thing. We have a little more time left. Let's go back to the case of Etzem HaMefrekes. What was the case? The case is he did a Shechita, and after the Shechita he found that the knife was Pogam. And he doesn't know when did this Pogam happen. Did this Pogam happen after he already severed the Samanim? It hit the Etzem HaMefrekes afterwards. In which case, the Shechita would be a good Shechita. Or did the Pogam happen before Zakta Tur? Maybe it happened at the beginning of the Shechita. The skin of the chicken was hard, and it caused a pagam in my knife. So by the time I got to the simonim, I was already using a pasul dika sakin, a chalif, and memelo. It was a trefa, and it's not a good shechita. Did the pagam happen after the simonim when it hit the vertebrae, the neck, whatever, the bone? Or did it happen at the beginning, before I even got to the simonim, when I hit the R? That's when it started. Right when I saw my shechita, it became nifkam, and my melo, it's a pasul shechita. That's the tour. That's the case. That's how the tour sets it up. In other words, if it happened at the end, I'd be pato. And it's even a kosher animal. If it happened at the beginning, I'd be chayiv because it's my fault that I got nifgam when it hit the yarn. In fact, the sma, why my shoulder? I took a good knife. I checked the knife. I shechted it with it. Because I got nifgam when it hit the yarn, I should be shoulder. What did I do wrong? Bishop, I didn't check the knife. Okay, so you get me for that. But I checked the knife. The case is, Lubotka Tkila. I checked the knife. Sorry?
Check the
name? Every name is the same. I mean, with some are unusually harder. L'chayra, I didn't do anything wrong. So Zok Tesma Pshat, Chiddush Tesma. Pshat is like this. Really, a knife is not supposed to be nifgam when it hits the skin. Skin is too soft to ruin a knife. Why did your knife get ruined? Why says you're using a shvachra knife. So I'll get you because you use a shvachra knife. That's where your pshi was. You checked the knife and the knife didn't have any pegimus. But you used a knife that was weak that could be nifgam if it hits the skin. And memeila on that side you botched up and you should be chai for being tayif the animal. But maybe that didn't happen. Maybe it only got nifgam at the end when it hit the etzema mefrekis. That's how this man says his pshat. Good? Sorry? So L'chayra, let's understand this. What is he talking about? Let's check the knife right now. Right? Oh, look at the knife. This knife that has a pegam in it, was it a solid iron knife? Or not a solid iron knife? It was solid, you didn't do anything wrong. There's this vice, you check now, and we found that the knife was taka not solid. Okay, that's what we have to say, it wasn't solid.
The more
it
itself should have said, check the knife. One of them says, check the knife. It says in all cases.
In which case,
the
Gemara?
The Gemara is about whether you consider it with mafrakis or nifgam or.
Well, that was the case of the tour.
No, that's the case of the Gemara itself. So the Gemara should.
No, the Gemara, well, that case may be in Chulam, but not over here. In our case of Baba Kama, it wasn't this case. Our case was Hagroma. There's a machlekes if that Hagroma was Hagroma or not. You did in one of the verbates, it's a machlekes, if that's a good shkita. The case of Etzem Afrekes was a tour. This is where the tour.
I'm just saying it's a Gemara in Chulam.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
The Gemara doesn't say check the knife. It has that suffix on any knife, any case.
Okay, actually, the Gemara has that suffix. I think the Gemara ended up coming out that we're not choshes that it can't machmas the orag, I believe. But all right. Now, let's just take it first. So, look how you have to say pshat in the tzma is that we check the knife right now. We see taka the knife is faulty. And memela, if it got it at the beginning, we get you. Now, if it happened at the end, if it hit the etzem amrefekase at the end, you're potter, and then shchita is a good shchita. Zok the tzma, why you potter? Zok the tzma, the reason why you're potter, because on the tzad that it hit the etzem amrefekase, you're an oinis. Something beyond your control. You couldn't control the shchita that it shouldn't hit the etzem amrefekase, apparently. And memela, since you're an oinis, you're going to be potter. That's what this man says.
It's a kosher
shkita. Why are you in this? Why do you need to be in this one? Oh. So that kasha, everyone jumps. Not to say, that's already there. So the Kivagan and Sivis jumps on the sma and says, why do you have to pat him? Because if he's a nainis, stam is kosher. It's kosher. The shkita was kosher. So that's why he's potter. On that side. Zogt, the Kivagan and Sivis at the terrace, because he wanted to shtim even like the Chumas Adeshin. Like the Chumas Adeshin, when you cause something that's a suffix, you're going to be chayiv. So, who asked you to hit the etzema mefrekes that will cause us now to be mesupik when the pegam happened? Had you not hit the etzema mefrekes, we wouldn't have the suffik now. And memeila, it would have been a kosher animal. But you went too far. You hit the etzema mefrekes. You caused us to now have a suffik that may be entertained, that maybe it happened before the shkita. Memeila, that even hitting the etzema mefrekes is a problem. So you have no way out. If you botched up at the beginning, you botched up. If you botched up at the end, you botched up. Elamai, you're an oinis. Because hitting at the end is considered an oinis. Mainly, if you botched up at the end, that's not botching up, that's an oinis. Mainly be potter. If you botch up at the beginning by the R, so you took a bad knife, so mainly you're going to be chayiv. I say, so, look how that's pshat. You're a suffix. Did you do it at the beginning, in which case you used a bad knife and you're a chayiv, or you did it at the end and you'd be potter?
But you're still a suffix myself. At the end, you don't know what happened.
Correct, you don't know, but I. No, what caused that suffix? Because I hit the etzem amrefekes. You can't get me for that. I'm a ninus. Right? The Trumas of Dej and Sroris that a suffix is like a vade that will get you for that mazik. Well, that mazik that caused us to suffix was a ninus. I couldn't stop it. I couldn't stop my shkita. I bumped into the mafrekas. So, Marela, since I was a suffix, that's why I'm going to be pato. Because hitting the etzem mafrekas is a ninus. Lechayra, that's what you're coming out. So, I had a couple of kashas here. First kasha is, Lechayra, we're talking about that I used a bad knife. So, I used a bad knife. Right, you have to be able to use a bad knife. If I use a good knife, then even if it hit the or at the beginning, I'd be good. Terrence, I used a bad knife. So if I used a bad knife, so even though it hit the etzma mefrekas at the end, how could you tie an oinus? Maybe, had you used a stronger knife, it wouldn't have been nicked even if it would have hit the etzma mefrekas. So your pshia caused, quote unquote, that oinus. It's even if at the end of the day it hit the etzma mefrekas that caused an oinus, but had you used a good knife to begin with, I would have never dreamed that the or could be poigim, and I would know for sure that the only thing that's being poigim is the etzem amafrekis, in which case I would kasher the animal. So the only reason why I'm tavering the animal is because you used a bad knife. So it's tchilas b'shiv, save a bonus, I should get you out of that.
Wasn't it a shaygig that
hit the bad knife? What, a shaygig?
You checked the knife, didn't you?
No, if it's a shaygig, then even if it hit a shaygig, betrays a oinus, and even the other word loilam is put on. No, well, then I can't get you at the at the beginning. Teretz is, come on, I should have known the knife better. Right? So if I should have known, I'm glad that some Akhrenim dropped me, so the Tabak was to know how strong the knife is. Good. But a place I think is the cash and some Yitchas. Good. But the Maisa is, L'chayre, it's a problem, L'chayre should be T'chas of B'Pshia of a Sefer Boinus. Sorry? This L'chayre all on the Sma. L'chayre all on the Sma. The Nesivis asked the Kasha differently. The Nesivis asked in the Sma, okay, why did the Sma need to say that you were an oinus when you hit the etzem amafrekas? Because had you not been an oinus, you're causing a suffix trefa, and later Chumas Adeshin causing a suffix trefa is also a problem. So therefore he had to come on that you're an oinus. That's the pshat in the Sma. Frek the Nesivis, right now we see something wrong with the animal. We see a trefa in the animal. So we see there was a shechita that causes us a safek trefa, which translates to be a vadei hefsid, that translates that later chumas etzem there should be a chiyuv. And the only reason why you want to pat yourself is because maybe you're an oinus that you hit the etzem amafrekas, but maybe you're not an oinus. Maybe you hit the or at the beginning, and that's why it's possible. So we don't know if you're an oinus or not. What's halacha when you give an item to a shomer and we see a hefsid in front of us, and the shomer is not sure if he's an oinus or not? What's halacha? You want to claim oinus? Swear. You can't swear? Gotta pay. If you're in the Shumas Adeshin's world, that a suffix is also a vadei, so I see a vadei treif, I see a vadei hefset in front of me. So you being a shayma, I could be machaydi for causing me this vadei hefset. And the only way out is because if you have a tzad, then maybe you tetzem amafrekas that makes you an oinus. So swear. Swear. Make sure that you know for sure that the only reason why there's a nick over here is because it hit the etzem amafrekas. If you make that shruah, fine. But you can't make that shruah. You have no idea how it became nifkam. So if you can't make the shruah, so I have a vadeh hefset in front of me, but you're going to have to pay. As I frek the nesivis on the smile. In that lundis, okay, that's what it should come out. I wanted to taina that could be, I'm going to leave on this nekuda here, but I want to taina that what we said before, we had a shiloh before, all together in the lumnus of the Trumas Adesh and why Yechayiv. And I want to suggest that really the Trumas Adesh is also made that Safek Hefzid is not a Hefzid. I mean, a Safek is also only a Safek. Really, I should be taina mitzvah mekabel of a raya. And the only reason why a Tabek is Chayiv is because he's makabel to make it into a kosher. When he took on the job, he's going to make it into a kosher. Well, that's very nice that the Tabak did it because of his Kabbalah, but that's still only a Safek Hefzid Be'etzim. I don't know if you can have a Mutekshin Yachal HaShavah Mashal. First, I don't even know if you can have a Shul altogether. Who said the Tabak, when he took on that Akrayis, he took it on with all the Hilchas of Dini Shmir, that he should have to make a Shvua, that he was in Oinis if he makes a Safek Treif. Be'etzim Mitzad, the regular Din, I shouldn't be Chai. It's only Mitzad my Kabbalah. Who said I made that Kabbalah? And even if my Kabbalah was that even I'm going to make the Shvua, but who said I want him to make a Zak Kabbalah that if I don't make a Shvua, Mutekshin Yachal HaShavah? But if you learn like that pshat, the chayyik can get out of the nesivis is kasha on the sma. I'm asking, it's a chiddush. The achrenim, like I said, don't come with me, so I don't know. But that's the nesivis is kasha on the sma. The chayyik, it's a problem. Just to be mesayim, Rabbi Yisai, there's a Chuvas HaRashba that's a Chorif HaKed. On this halacha, the Beis Ezek quotes a Chuvas HaRashba that had a similar shaila that you found in Sack and afterwards nicked, and you don't know when it was nicked. And the Rashba says like this, that if it was nicked by the Or, you can't blame the Tapach. Maybe it was nicked even before he shechted it. So it's a Safek HaMetzmek HaVeil HaVaraya. And on this halacha of the tour, the Beis Ezek brings this Rashba and says, "Lachen kasa v'Rashba," and he quotes over the Rashba. And it's clear that the Rashba is the chayev, not like the Torah. The Torah holds that if you hit the Or, you're going to be chayev. And the Rashba says, "Leed, if you were nifkam in the Or, that's the reason to part of the tabak. The only reason to be chayev the tabak is maybe he started with a knife that was pogam even before the Shkita. The chayev the two don't stem. The Knesset HaGadol, the Shreis on the Beis Ezek, Gaval. The mamish faket from each other. And on this, the Beis Ezek bring down the chayev because of the Rashba." It's mamish veker from the Torah. The Beis Ezek, the Rashba holds that if you nifkam in the Or is a reason to pat to the Tabak because he's an oinus or whatever he can protect from a patri. So I want to tell you, like what we're saying, there could be the Hokar Shev Tzeknishton. But the Beis Ezek bring the Rashba just to show you that you see in the Rashba also if you have a suffix when it was nifkam that you're going to be potter. Why the Rashba holds that if it was nifkam in the Or you're potter is because maybe the Rashba's knife was a good knife. The whole world of the Sma is that we check the knife now and we see that the knife was a bad knife, so now we're blaming you. You were negligent. You shouldn't have used the bad knife when you shafted, because that's maybe why it was nifkam, because it hit the Or. And had you used a good knife, it wouldn't have happened. In the Rashi's case, it's partially talking about a normal case where it was a good knife. So it was a good knife. We don't have this chash that it should be nifkam ayideyar. Good knives aren't nifkam ayideyar. So only chash is maybe you used the nifkam knife before you started your shkita. Oh, Dr. Rashi, maybe yeah, maybe not. So it's a mitzvah of El Avraya. Maybe it was nifkam ayidei Dor, maybe something else happened. We don't know when it was nifkam. So that's the reason why you're going to be part of mitzvah of El Avraya. So kumtois that the Tur and the Rashba aren't arguing in Lomdis. They're saying really the same halacha. Safik is pata. That the Tur is talking about like the Smaya used a bad knife, and like the Rashba used a good knife. So Memeila Zokta Rabbi Isai is when you learn the last line of the Ramah says, Mikomokim Sfari Hifsid. Why Sfari Hifsid? Because we have a tzad that maybe the Sheikh did something wrong. What was that tzad? The Dilma Besakin Pogum Shachad. Maybe use a Sakin Pogum. This is a Loshan of this very Chuvitz HaRashba. Ilchayra, if you learn in the world of the Torah, I think he did something else wrong. The Dilma Nifkam Be'or. Maybe it was nifkam. You used a good knife, but a knife that didn't have a nick beforehand. But it was nifkam bar. Why is the Ramah saying that maybe the Tabak did something bad? Because he started out with a sakim pogam. He was shochat besakim pogam. Maybe he started out with a good sakim, so to speak, not pogam, but it was a bad sakim. It wasn't strong. And dilma bar nifkam, like the Torah says. Elamai, you see the Ramah lechayr is going with the Rashba's case that you used a good knife. Okay, that's not. This is a lashon harasha. Pashas. I know you could do that, but Pashas, when you say sakim pogam shochat, means that you used a pogam to kasakim. Not that you used a good sakim, but it became pogam while you were shechting it. Sorry. Ravani did a bedika. He thought it was good and he missed the nick. And now we caught him on that nick. And b'dumma b'sakim pogam shochat. That's the Rashba. It's not me. That's what the Rashba says. Dumma b'sakim pogam shochat. So when he used that lashon l'chayra, he's coming from the Rashba. Sorry?
I don't know.
I hear. So you're going to have to, like the smile, you're going to have to be mafkik the loshen. The sakim pogam shochat means you used a good sack, a perfect sack, so to speak, which doesn't have any nicks, but while you were shechting, you were pogam it in the R. So by the time you got to the simonim, you're using a sakim pogam. So you're going to have to be mafkik. But I'm telling you, this loshen is a rash, but lachoy means something else. All right, Rabbi, say, a good tovok. Next week, Miyat Hashem is a very geshmak, a maradino lishkoni, it's a whole new concept.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.